Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, draft fans? It's DW back for another edition of Inside the War Room. It's our 18th edition. Believe it or not, we're almost to 20. 18 editions down. Only two more until our 20th episode. Tonight we have special guest from Gardner Webb, Mr. Deontay Swinton, who I am very close with. It's one of the first guys I mentored through this draft process. We are pretty cool, and I've helped him through a lot of different things, and he will be joining us tonight to talk to us about his journey to the NFL. We'll get some insight about his teammates, his All-American teammate, Kenny Cook, and also talk to him about his experience going from high school to college. And then also we'll do the famous shadow comparison. I'll give my take on who he reminds me of in the NFL today. He will tell us who he reminds his game around. He's 6'1", 200 pounds. His website has him listed at 188. I feel that he's probably put on a lot of weight with training and off-season drills. So I know he's probably around 200 pounds now. 6'1 is a good size for him. What shows on film for Mr. Swinton is he's great over the middle, shows great hands. He's very tough, and he's going to go over the middle and make plays for you. He's going to ideally be in the slot at the next level. He had a very productive career at Gardner-Webb, 33 career games he played in, and he was an all-Big South team player. If you want to follow his NFL journey at DSwinton7, check out his NFL journey going forward. And if you missed this interview in its entirety at all, NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. Check out all 17 episodes I've done. And tomorrow night we'll have another special guest on. As always, we'll keep grinding them out. Rasheed Bailey of Delaware State should ring a bell. We had Aaron Wilmer a few weeks ago, which was a wonderful interview. He talked about Bailey in depth a little bit, but tonight's show will be about Deontay Swinton. So while he's close to being joining us very here shortly, just a very humble kid who has a great work ethic, and he wants to get better every day. I've really given him all the advice I can to moving forward, but, you know, on the tape, it really shows his aggression, his aggressive play, his demeanor, tough demeanor over the middle, and shows great hands. So without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on for tonight. Deontay, are you there?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. Folks, I've really been with Deontay from day one. It's been a guy I've been mentoring through this big process, but we're not going to go too much into that. I know he would love to give me some kudos and praise, but this show's about him, letting him showcase his NFL journey. So I've told our listeners a little bit about you, your size. At 6'1", 200, I rounded you up because I know you've been working hard, working out, trying to get your weight up.
Yeah, good job.
I know you've been working on speed drills. So I've been telling our listeners about that and your tough, aggressive play over the middle with you definitely got good hands. So, you know, I'm just giving them a little preview. So I'm just going to go straight into the show. We've got about 22 minutes to discuss about your career at Gardner-Webb and your interaction with your teammates. But first of all, let's talk about your high school jump from Phenix City. Is it Phoenix or Phoenix? How do you pronounce that?
It's Phoenix. It's Phoenix City.
Phoenix.
It's Phoenix City. Okay. It's like Phoenix, but with an E.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure before I said it. But Phoenix City, Alabama, to Tell us about your transition from high school to your days at Gardner Webb. How did your high school coaches prepare you for the college jump?
Well, I went to Central High School in Phenix City, Alabama, a top program in Alabama. Through high school, I played receiver, of course. I played receiver my whole life, but basically. My coach, actually my receiver coach, was also my track coach. So, like, I see him all the time, all throughout the year. So, it's why I really focused on my speed because he was my track coach, and I ran track with him, too. So, my senior year, we made it to the second round of the playoffs. We lost to Prattville. And the recruiting process for me, it started off kind of slow. I wasn't no two-star, three-star, four-star, five-star. I was really no star for real. So the process was kind of slow for me. And I was waiting. I was getting offers from, like JUCOs and smaller D1s. And, some big schools, they say they were interested in me, but they didn't get back to me. But, as the process went on, I took a visit to Alabama A&M. Then, I liked the program, but I wasn't really feeling it. So the next week, Gordon Webb invited me up for a visit. Cole Foster, he's the one who recruited me. And he came to my house like twice. And he's a good guy. And part of the reason I came up, I went to Gordon Webb. So I came on a visit. I met with some of the other recruits. They were cool. I talked to the head coach. Then it was the coach was named Coach Patton. So I talked to the head coach. If you don't know, Gordon Webb is a Christian private school. So of course they draw me to it too. But when I was there, I just felt like the right place for me. So after the visit, I went home. I talked to my aunt because she's a big part of my life. So I talked to my aunt, and she was like, what makes you happy? So I sit down, I pray, and I made a choice to go to Gordon Webb University, and that's where my college career started.
Gardner Webb is, some listeners aren't familiar with it. Gardner Webb is a very good school for football. They're also very prestigious in the academics. I know you take that very seriously.
Right.
And I think it's a program. Actually, believe it or not, you're probably the closest guy that I've actually interacted with. I know we're only about 15 minutes apart. I'm in Gaffney, South Carolina, so I'm really not that far off. But, I think Gardner Webb is not only known for its excellence in athletics, but also a very good academic school. I know you value it. Tell me about your interaction with your teammates, somebody like Kenny Cook, who I'm sure you've played a lot with over the years. How have you helped each other develop each other up? I'm not going to put all the star power in Kenny because I know he's got a big spotlight on him. But how have you helped him develop? Have you helped him with route running or hands? And how has he helped you develop into a draft prospect coming up into this season or into this journey?
Well, me and Kenny, me and Kenny are really close, really close. We help each other a lot. We work out together. We motivate each other. But I can really say that Kenny pushed me to be better. Also, I pushed him to be better. And that's why we were so good as a receiving corps. Cause we didn't let each other loaf or. We didn't let each other not be the best that we can be. So you know what I'm saying? Kenny played on one side, I played on the other. And we just fed off each other. Kenny was a big aggressor, and I was a speedy receiver. So, like, we complemented each other for our team. But, like, yeah, me and Kenny are really close, man. I learned a lot from him. He learned a lot from me. I made him better. He made me better. We both challenge each other at practice every day. Like, at practice, like, we try to make the best, like, doing one-on-one, try to see who can score the most or make the DB look bad the most, something like that. Like, we always challenge each other at practice. So, like, and, like, sometimes at practice, we always correct each other. Like, if I see that Kenny doing something wrong with his steps or something, I tell him if I'm doing something wrong with my hands or if he sees something that I'm doing wrong, he'll, like, correct it. So we really, like, got each other. I guess you say we got each other back. We got the same dream, coming from the same struggle, and we're trying to make something happen.
I think it's so important. Oh, go ahead. I thought you were.
Just like the rest of my teammates, man. I learned a lot from all of my teammates, man. Like I said, I built a lot of relationships with some players that will last forever. So not just Kenny, but like with any of my teammates. So like that, I built a strong relationship with.
Sometimes, in a locker room, NFL, or even college rank or high school, sometimes it's not the impact that coaches say. They're the ones teaching you. But I think it's the relationships you build in the locker rooms, a guy that you can look to help each other. I'm sure guys looked up to you, younger guys at Gardner Webb looked up to you as, a guy to say, hey, how can you help me with my game? I'm a freshman this year. Or, I think it's important the relationship you build within the locker room, and sometimes I think that's overlooked. And I think a huge part of the evaluation process for scouts is to talk to different players in the locker room. What kind of player were you when, after a game when you got shut out or when you won by, 22 points or 21 points? But, I think it's important to see that. And I think it's something that you possess is that, guys look to you for advice and you also push to each other, even though sometimes that what was said by the coaches might not make sense to what you heard it from, but hearing a teammate say it sometimes just clicks. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say exactly like that. What we did in the locker room too, like we rather hear from one of our peers than hear from one of the coaches, cause we respect each other, and that took us a long way in our season. So
I think it's really important to build that chemistry, and it sounds like you have a chemistry that you can use forward with your game, and I think you'd be a huge addition to any NFL, CFL locker room that, wants a guy that wants to help his teammates as well as, make the team better. Next segment of the show, I'm going to do the shadow comparison segment, which I've done with almost every prospect. I let you tell me who you compare your game around or who you like to mold your game around, and after watching film, I'm going to give my comparison and take. Now, I've seen your film for months now, and I've had a name in my head for quite a long time. So he's still playing. Some of the guys I throw off and give a name that someone that played 20 years ago. Last night's show, I had a guy that I compared to that played, how long did he play ago? 25 years ago. So it was a little bit of a curveball, but this guy's still playing in the NFL. But who do you compare your game to, and who do you like to mold your game around?
Well, he's a player that really a lot of people don't really like look at for real, but I look at him a lot. He played with the Green Bay Packers, and it's Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb, definitely one of the more unique, explosive route runners in the league today. He's about to get a huge payday from someone. It might not be the Packers, but the Packers would be foolish to let him go. Randall Cobb has return ability. It would be extremely foolish if they don't sign him because, you're talking about an explosive player. And, I could see some similarities. You explode through your routes. You're tough over the middle. Cobb shows the same thing. And Cobb's not a burner, but he can get deep. So I do see the comparison. I'm comparing your game to Jason Avant. Have you ever watched Jason before?
No, what can I say?
Well, Jason was very successful. He was a fourth or third round pick out of Michigan. He's 6'1", 200. Often he's praised for his hands, great hands, and, you know, he's going to make the tough catch for you. Every time I watch your film, that's what I'm reminded about your game. You have great hands and you're tough over the middle, but, you know, you have deceptive speed. It's not like blow you away saying, oh, he runs a 4.2, but it's sneaky speed that a corner is going to be covering you and you're going to do a double move and he'll be like, oh, he's already behind me. And you're going to be running up the field on a post or, you know, something like that. You have the deceptive speed. And Jason Avant has those kind of traits. He's 6'1", 200. So if you want to check out his film, I'm sure there's a lot of film from when he was at Philly, because that's where most of his career was at. So if you want to check out his film, you might see some similarities.
Okay, I will.
So with your pro day coming up, which I will be attending, I'm going to come down and support you. I'm going to take a day off of work and come up there and try to prep you up and, you know, say a prayer for you before your drills. I'm going to come up. But tell our listeners what you've done to prepare for your pro day and what drills are you really trying to target in on to impress the scouts with?
Well, on pro day, right now I'm training up here in Charlotte at Velocity Sports Performance. Right now I'm really trying to focus on my explosiveness and my acceleration and my turnover. Yeah, because, like, really – for me, I'm really trying to focus on my 40. I mean, of course, everybody is, but, like, my main focus is the 40. And I feel like if I run a blazing time, there can be so many opportunities for me. But, of course, my 40, I think my broad jump is going to be solid. Of course, my route is going to be on point. But, like, I'm really trying to focus on my 40. And that's my 40-yard, that's going to be my meal ticket. So I'm really trying to focus on that. And I've been really working on my start, stance, and finish. Because, like people tell me, like, I got the speed during a good time. I just need to work on my mechanics and my technique and stuff like that. And if I do that, ain't gonna tell them what I would want to run. So I'm trying to focus on that. And so... But like I said, like my pro day, but I'm also going to the NFL Regional Combine in Chicago on March 7th. So I'm going to try to do some big things there too. So stay tuned.
Oh, I think it's really important that, you know, you hit those regionals hard. A pro day opportunity is great. And, you know, I think both opportunities do really well. I know you've been working hard. We've been talking since probably October, November.
Right.
Somewhere in that, something in that ballpark, and, you know, I think he's really developed, or you've developed into, you know, quite a prospect. You've worked really hard. You know, I can say so many great words for you and how proud I am of you for coming this far, because, you know, a few months ago you didn't really have a door to go to, and, you know, with, you know, a whole bunch of assistance from a whole bunch of different people. You know, I think you finally got on track. You have a great mindset. You've got a great work ethic. And I think that's something that's really going to stand out for a lot of different people. What other things have you done to prepare yourself for your opportunities coming up? You know, interview techniques. Have you, is there something that you've been trying to do to wrap your mind around the tough questions that scouts are going to ask?
I've just been trying to focus on myself. And, like, I've been trying to, like, focus on myself, focus my mind on the task at hand. Like, I've been telling myself, like, I can't have no distractions. I got to focus. I can't let the inside in. I got to focus on me right now. Yeah, I've been telling myself that, and I've been trying to do that. And like I said, man, I'm trying to work. So, like I said, my motto is grind and pray, and that's all I've been doing. And I'm going to stick to that until or when I make it to the NFL. So that's all I've been working on myself.
I think that's a good mentality to have going forward. And, you know, as I've always said to you and many others, I always say, stay humble and keep grinding, because that's something you've got to keep in mind, because if you lose focus, then it's game over.
Right.
The next segment of the show I like to call the Three Wish segment, which is pretty much I'm a genie. You found a bottle in the middle of nowhere, and you summoned me out of my bottle. You have three wishes to wish yourself any wishes you want in the world. The only thing you can't wish for that I'm telling you as a genie is instantly making it to an NFL, CFL, AFL team. But, you know, guys have gone around, you know, different ways of approaching that. But, you know, you can't say, oh, I'm automatically being drafted to the Carolina Panthers. But, you know, everything else is fair game.
Well, my first wish, let me see. My first wish would be for just an opportunity to have the chance to play at the highest level of football. That's my first wish.
Okay.
And my second wish, I just wish that going through this whole process, like, I would have no regrets and for happiness, I want to be happy and be happy with no regrets. So that's my second wish. And my third wish, that my first and second wish would come true.
Those are fair games. You went around the wish thing that I've been trying to avoid, but people have definitely gone around that ability trying to say, hey, I just want an opportunity if any kind of way. So, you know, I never said that was against the rules, but I think it's something that, you know, is something that should be good going forward. So, you know, I think something you possess as a player, and I've said it time and time again, is that you keep working hard. Your work ethic is outstanding. I think that you have great hands and you're tough. You know, something that can't be taught is toughness. I think hands can be taught. And, you know, hard work ethic is something also that can't be taught, something that, you know, a general manager is going to really like if CFL, AFL, NFL. But, you know, last segment of my show, I'm just going to bring up now because we're at the 5-minute mark, I believe. 7-minute mark. So I usually like to call this the sell yourself section or sell yourself to an interview part. Who's your favorite NFL team and why? There's a reason I'm asking.
Man, I don't, it's a bit bad to say, like, I don't really have a favorite NFL team, but if I had to say, I would say the Atlanta Falcons because my aunt loves them. Like she always say, oh, I can see you playing for them. So I'm going to say the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. Falcons are a very good franchise. You just had a workout with the Falcons. You had a pretty good day. You ran the 40 that you exactly dreamed of. You caught mostly all the passes. One of them was overthrown, but, you know, you can't help that. Thomas Dimitrioff, the general manager for the Falcons, has brought you into his office. And he's sitting across from you, all the scouts leave the room, and he's asking you, why is Deontay Swinton of Gardner Webb University a good fit for the Atlanta Falcons? You have 3 minutes to tell me why.
3 minutes? I only need that
well,
long.
Well, 3 minutes, or... Oh, go ahead.
I know, but I would say this. I would say I've been knocked down my whole life, and I always got back up fighting. Nothing will stop me from doing what I want to do. My drive and determination brought me a long way. That's why I made it this far in my life, and I promise you I'm not going to look back. So if you give me the opportunity to play for you, you will never have to question my work ethic. You will get a player that love winning, competitive, and that will give his all. And at the end of the day, that's all I can do is give you my all. That's what I would say to him.
Well, I think those are some great points that you've brought up. And, you know, the Falcons take a gander on you. You're definitely a pretty local guy. I think your family would be thrilled, you know, to have you close by. And last thing is, I just wish you the very best. You know, I do work with you pretty much on a weekly basis, or, you know, we talk. So I know that our contact is pretty frequent. But, you know, if there's anything you need, just let me know. And I'm going to let you give a shout out to anyone in the world you want, to, you know, anybody that's given you any shout out you want. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Oh, man. Dang. Well, I always want to do this. But now I'm going to shout out to my people back in Phoenix City, all my friends and family, man. I only know I love y'all. And keep your head up. We're going to make it, man.
And I think it's great you put family first. Like I said, if you want to follow Deontay's NFL journey on Twitter, DSwinton7. He's posting stuff daily. He's also on Instagram. I'm not sure what your tag is, but I know you're putting stuff up there about your training and everything like that.
Yeah,
his pro day is coming up
soon, man.
And his regional combine. Oh, what were you saying?
No, I wasn't saying nothing.
Oh, but, you know, he's got a lot of big opportunities coming up. He played 33 games or career games at Gardner-Webb. He's an all-Big South team player. What stands out in film with him, he's very tough. He's a humble young man with a big dream, and he's got great hands. He's well-respected by his teammates, and he's a great student of the game. And with that being said, Deontay, thanks for coming on tonight.
No problem.
We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Deontay Swinton, sports fans, in our 18th edition of Inside the War Room. Like I said, I like Deontay in so many different ways. I've worked with him for quite a while. He's one of the first guys that I helped mentor through this process. He's got a great head on his shoulders. He keeps working hard every day. I think he'll get a good opportunity to really showcase himself, especially with his all-American teammate, Kenny Cook, who has a great wingspan. But I think that they bounce off each other. When Kenny was double covered, you know, Deontay really stepped up and showed why he's a very good threat up the middle. I look at him like Jason Avant, that played for Philly for so long. But, you know, every guy has his journey, and I think Deontay has a very unique journey going forward. He just signed with an agent a few weeks ago, and he's with a sports marketing team that should be marketing his game out there a little bit more as well. So he's got a lot of good things coming his way. On tomorrow's 19th episode, I will be having our first teammate. We had Aaron Wilmer on 2 weeks ago, which was a great interview. I had a lot of fun with Aaron. But I will have his star wide receiver, Rashid Bailey from Delaware State. He's 6'3", 220, D3 prospect, another guy that was extremely productive. If you don't know him, he was actually – he had the most receptions last year in D3 and the most yards. So him and Wilmer had a great connection. But big shout out to Deontay Swinton. If you want to check out him on Twitter to follow his NFL journey, at DSwinton7, check him out. And also, if you missed this interview in its entirety at all, NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. I'm your host, DW. I hope everyone has a great night. And I will be back here tomorrow night with Rashid Bailey of Delaware Valley State, and hope everyone has a great evening. Take care, everyone.